Well, let us pray. Awesome and loving God, thank you for this faith that we have in Jesus, this faith we have in you. And God, thank you for this series that you have led us to, that we might spend some time understanding what it is we claim to believe. And now, God, I pray that you would bless these words that you have given to me. And as I share them, I pray there would be more of you in them and less of me. Pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. So this week, we come to our belief in the Holy Catholic Church in our exploration of the Apostles' Creed. So for the last three Sundays, we focused on our belief in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And now, starting today, we'll consider some of the individual work of the Holy Spirit that we claim to believe in, beginning with the work of building His church. We claim through the Creed to believe not simply in the church, period, but the Holy and Catholic Church. This morning, I hope that we will learn or be reminded of what that means for us, what that means for the church, and what that means for the world. It's important for us as we state our belief in the church to recognize and understand what we say we believe about the church. We say we believe it is holy and Catholic. That is very important, a very important part of our belief in the church, because if it is not holy and if it is not Catholic, then it is just a gathering, isn't it? If it is not holy and if it is not Catholic, it is just a gathering. It's no different than the Moose Lodge or the Masons or the Lions or the Rotary or any other civic or social gathering. Not that there's anything wrong with any of those gatherings, but part of what we are claiming through the Creed, through the Apostles' Creed, is that the church is different from all of those other gatherings, partially because of those important descriptors that we use to describe it, holy and Catholic. If we don't believe that the church is both holy and Catholic, then we don't have a very strong or accurate belief in what the church can and should be. We just believe in an assembly, a gathering that happens to take place in this building and other buildings like it around the world, but that's all that we believe in if we don't believe it is also holy and Catholic. We believe the church is more than that, don't we, church? We believe it's more than that. As a pastor of this church, I certainly hope that we all believe the church is more than just a gathering that happens to take place in this building. And so this morning, let's take some time to consider what we claim, what we really claim to believe through this line of the Apostles' Creed, what we claim to believe when we say that we believe in the Holy and Catholic Church. We'll start at the end. We'll start with church. Guess what? It's not the building. It's not the building. It's the people. You are the church. The building that we gather in is not the church. I've started to help our young people understand that and actually change their language. You know how hard it is to change your language? It's really hard, but I've been working with the young people in our church to change their language. If you ask one of our youth what this structure is, they will tell you it is the building where the church meets. It is the building where the church gathers. We could all stand to change our language that way, couldn't we? We could all stand to do that. It would help us have a better understanding of what church means, and it would help people outside of the church have a better understanding too. We are the church. This place is not. It couldn't even raise its hand when I asked a question. It's not the church. Y'all are the church. We're the church. So in his book, Creed, Adam Hamilton wrote the Greek word for church that is used more than 80 times in the New Testament is ecclesia, a word that literally means called out, as in a gathering of people called together. He goes on to say it was not a religious term, but a secular term that often meant simply an assembly. It was used of synagogues, civic groups, and Christian gatherings. So when you read church, he says, in the New Testament, the word most often used is the word for assembly. That word eventually came to be to mean more than just assembly for Christians, and that is made clear by Jesus himself, who said to Peter, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my ecclesia, and the gates of Hades will not be able to prevail against it." Jesus did not just call it ecclesia, as in an assembly. Jesus said, "I will build my ecclesia." I will build my ecclesia, as in an assembly of my people. Amen? Assembly of my people, an assembly of people who belong to me, who follow me, who are called out by my name, who are sent out by me, who are in relationship with me. He said, "I will build my ecclesia, and the gates of Hades will not be able to prevail against it." That's pretty powerful, isn't it? What Jesus did, what led to this thing we have now. The other New Testament word translated as church gets us a little closer to that meaning, though. The word is kuriakon, which I'm sure I'm butchering, but if you don't know how to say it, then let's do it that way. Kuriakon. I always tell people, say it like you know how to say it, and people will think that's how you say it. So the word is kuriakon, which literally means belonging to the Lord. Belonging to the Lord. So in German, that word kuriakon became Kirch, which then in English became church, right? So technically, church means belonging to the Lord and refers to a gathering of those who belong to the Lord. We just so happen to gather here in this building, but we wouldn't have to be the church, would we? We say a similar thing when we say the church is holy. It is holy because it, or we, belong to God. We are holy. It is holy because it belongs to God. When we say we believe the church is holy, we don't mean it is full of righteous people who never sin or fall short of the glory of God. Amen. Thank you. I was hoping for one of those. At least we shouldn't mean that, right? We shouldn't mean when we say I believe in the holy church that I believe in a self-righteous church. Right, church? No, when we say we believe the church is holy, we're saying we believe the church is an assembly of people who belong to God. And the assembly itself belongs to God. The people belong to God, and the gathering itself belongs to God. And so it is holy. It is holy. Adam Hamilton says, "The church is holy when those who are a part of her recognize that she belongs to God and not to her members." I want to say that again slower. The church is holy when those who are a part of her recognize that she belongs to God and not to her members. She is holy when those who consider the church home do not ask, "What do I want our church to do for me?" But rather, "What does God want our church to do for him?" Sit on that for a little while, right? And so when we make it about us, when we make it about what we can get from the church is no longer holy. When we make it about us and what we want and what we desire and what makes us feel good, it is no longer holy. But when we treat it like it belongs to God, then it is the holy church that we claim to believe in. Amen? We also make another claim about the church in this line of the Apostles' Creed. We say we believe in the holy and Catholic church. Holy, we can understand for the most part, right? We can wrap our brains around holy. But when Protestants are asked to claim their belief in a Catholic church, some of those Protestants start squirming. Have you noticed that? I certainly have. I can't tell you how many times I've had people just in this series say, "Why do we say Catholic? We're not Catholic." So holy we get. Catholic gets a little awkward sometimes. But let me see if I can clear it up a little again, probably. Catholic with a lowercase c means universal. It means universal. When we say we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, we're saying we believe in the body of believers who, through Christ, belong to God and who are together universally in the claims they make about Jesus and the faith that they have in him. When we say we believe in the Holy Catholic Church, we are saying we believe in the whole body of Christ, the whole assembly of Christians that belongs to God. Amen? I believe in the Holy and Catholic Church. We'll talk more about the history of this word Catholic and how it made its way into the Apostles' Creed and into the name of a mainline Christian denomination on Wednesday night. I hope that you will come. Throughout the Lenten season, we're combining youth and adults for conversations about the Apostles' Creed and questions that we have about it and comments that we want to make. And it's been really good so far. So I hope that you will join us this week, especially if you have questions about why we use this word Catholic in our creed. So we meet here in the building where the church gathers at 7 p.m. I hope you'll come. So we have scriptural example of what the church, holy and Catholic, can look like, don't we? We have a great example of that. It's the example we see in the book of Acts. The early church modeled for us exactly what an assembly of believers belonging to God and working together to carry out the ministry he started looks like. The early church is that. It looks like the Acts church. It looks like the first century church. And we believe in it just like they believed in it. Amen? We say we believe in it. Through the Apostles' Creed, we state our belief in the church, in the assembly of followers of Christ, belonging to God and working together to carry out the ministry that Jesus started, to make disciples, to love God, to love our neighbors, to care for each other, and to seek justice for all people. That is what we can see was happening in the early church. Amen? That's what we can see happening. Scripture says, all came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread and at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. We believe in the Holy Catholic Church because we can see that it was a holy and Catholic church that Jesus started way back in the first century, right? We believe in it because that's how it was started. It was a holy and Catholic church that we can see, that we can so clearly see was developing through this passage from the book of Acts. And it was a holy and Catholic church that we can continue to read about throughout the New Testament, throughout the rest of the book of Acts, and through the letters of the New Testament. We find there a church, a holy and Catholic church developing that leads us to this. Amen? That leads us to this. We believe the Holy Catholic Church existed then, and when we recite the Apostles' Creed, we are claiming to believe in the Holy Catholic Church still. But like I've said all through this series, there has to be more than belief, church. There has to be more than just belief. Belief is a starting point, but there has to be more. Just because we claim to believe the church exists and that it could and should be holy and Catholic does not make it so, does it? Just because we say we believe it is a holy and Catholic church does not mean it is a holy and Catholic church. We can claim the church is holy all day long, but if we complain because we didn't get what we wanted in worship today, or we didn't hear what we wanted to hear in worship today, or the sermon went a little too long in worship today and I was late for lunch, or it was a little too cold in worship today. I could go on, but then you'd really be late for lunch. But we could claim all day long that the church is holy and then complain because we're not getting what we want. And then all of a sudden the church belongs to you and not to God anymore. And it's not holy anymore either. Do you see? If it is yours, it is not God's. And if it is not God's, it is not holy. We can claim to believe the church is Catholic all day long too. But if we discriminate against or exclude or diminish the authenticity and faith of other believers, whether they be Roman Catholic or Baptist or Orthodox, gay or straight, black or white, left or right, whatever, then the church we believe in isn't Catholic or universal anymore either, is it? It's not Catholic or universal anymore either. There's more to building the church. There's more to building the church Jesus set out to build than simply believing that it exists. There has to be action too. Amen? There has to be action too. When we read about the early church, we can see that it was both holy and Catholic, and we can see that God blessed it and blessed the community through it. Can't we? We can clearly see God blessing it, blessing the church. What if we worked at restoring the holy Catholic church that we claim to believe in through the Apostles' Creed? Do we have any reason to believe that God wouldn't bless us and bless our community through us if we did that? Is there any reason to believe that he wouldn't? The church we read about in the book of Acts and the New Testament letters did not just accidentally become holy and Catholic. It wasn't an accident. The believers had to be intentional about making the church holy by fighting the urge to make it about them, right? They had to fight the temptation to ask what the church could do for them instead of asking what the church could do for God with their help. And they were successful at that, at least a lot of the time they were, right? The church was holy because it was an assembly of believers belonging to God and seeking to carry out Jesus' ministry on earth. The passage we read this morning makes it clear that they were Catholic too, lowercase c. They were together caring for each other and growing every day because of it by people coming in from outside. Amen? They were Catholic. What if we did the work of getting back to all of that? What if we were intentional about giving the church back to God, right? That's hard work when we've got a lot of things we want, isn't it? That's hard work when we have a lot of preferences that we would appreciate the pastor and the leadership seeing to, right? But what if we were intentional about giving the church back to God, right? So that it will always be holy. And what if we were intentional about making it truly Catholic, open to all people, all believers, no matter what? What if we worked to build and restore the church we claim to believe in through the Apostles' Creed? I think if we committed to that, if we committed to making the church holy by making it be about God instead of about us, and if we committed to making it universal, a gathering open to all believers everywhere, no matter what, the church we believe in would bless God, and the church we believe in would welcome everyone, and the church we believe in would be committed to carrying out the ministry that Jesus started, and the church that we believe in would see God adding to our numbers day by day those who were being saved and loved and cared for. Amen? That's what we would see in the church. We would see the church that we believe in transforming the world around us, right? I don't know about you, but that is what I believe Jesus meant when he told Peter, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." The church he started building that day is holy. And it's Catholic, and it is God's, and it is open to all believers, and it is ripe for growth even now, church. It's ripe for growth even now, and I pray this morning that we will do more than believe that. I pray we'll do more than just believe that. I pray we will act and restore and build and welcome and watch God move here in mighty ways as a result. Let's pray together. Awesome and loving and mighty God, we thank you for this church. The building is great, God, but we thank you for these people. We thank you that we have a body of believers that meets in this building, God, and I just pray that you would help us to do the work of making it both holy and Catholic. God, may we give it to you and may we open it to all people that it may be holy and Catholic. God, give us the strength that we need to do just that. God, make us the church that you want us to be. We pray all that in the precious name of Christ. Amen.